Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Nebraska Emergency Management Agency. They're requesting a federal disaster declaration after the storms that came in through the area at the end of June. Officials estimate that the state suffered about $25 million in damage. It was the last month where tornadoes and hail went through the area.
That's a lot of money, man. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think the last time that we asked for money as a state.
Last summer.
For a disaster. Seriously.
Was it last summer?
Because on this level of that much money.
Yeah, that I don't know. If President Trump approves the disaster declaration, federal money would cover about 75% of the cost of the repair to all the damage that came through. And restoration work is progressing at M's Pub, but not as quickly as they had hoped. The Omaha restaurant down on 11th and Howard Streets was destroyed in a fire 18 months ago, along with neighboring apartments and businesses. Restaurant officials had hoped to reopen this summer, but they're saying that it's taken a little bit longer, some of the detailed work that they're doing. So the reopening date has been pushed back to October. And a virus is to blame for a large fish kill at Omaha's Lake Zirinsky. Mm. Nebraska Game and Parks crews measured oxygen and pollution levels at the lake this week. They identified the virus as columnaris. It's a virus that killed nearly 600 crappie.
The old crappie. Good pan fish.
First time I hear about crappie, you giggle as a kid. Yeah, and you go. You're like, yeah. It's called crappie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're delicious though. So scoop them up.
Yeah, but you got to catch a bunch of them.
Yeah, you do. That's the one thing about them. But they have the texture and flavor and of a walleye. Like how I said that, of a walleye.
I don't think I've ever had one. It's just, it's the tasty, it's to me, it's the tasty panfish.
Yeah,
but I know you can catch big ones. But.
Yeah.
But.
Well, Games and Park officials say that this disease can't be stopped, but it also, the good news is, can't be spread to humans. So there's that. Omaha is preparing for the turn of the PGA Tour. The Pinnacle Bank Championship starts Monday at Indian Creek Golf Course with pro amateur competition. The main tournament begins next Thursday and runs through Sunday, July 23rd. Tournament officials say that the new features at Indian Creek include upgrades at the 18th hole, air conditioning seats, and restaurants.
It's nice, man. We've played out on the course. They've been growing the grass out, the rough.
Is it?
Yeah. It's looking slick. I mean, we're almost exactly 4 days to the official start. Counting it down. So we're going to have Mike West from the tournament in just a bit to chat about it. But we're pretty excited. So people might remember the Cox Classic when it used to be out at Champions, and now we've got Pinnacle Bank. It's that great course in Omaha people have talked about forever. What about if it was at the club at Indian Creek? So
I put it in.
We're excited to have it back. Some amazing golfers have come through the web.com tour.
Well, Verizon says millions of its customers' data has been leaked online. There's a cybersecurity company called UpGuard. They discovered that information about 6 million users was exposed because of a misconfigured cloud-based system. The information included customer phone numbers, names, and some PIN codes. Verizon is saying that even though the information wasn't secured, no loss or theft has happened as of yet. And President Trump says that he will be very angry if the Republican senators don't pass a health care bill. The president made the comment yesterday during a White House interview, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell plans to release a revised version of the GOP health care bill this morning.
Isn't that something weird to say? I will be very angry.
Yeah.
You don't like me when I'm angry.
The measure is McConnell's latest attempt at coming up with a bill that both conservative and moderate Republicans will support. A number of conservative senators are refusing to support any bill that doesn't completely eliminate the law known as Obamacare.
Yeah, it seems like the bill they're writing just keeps getting worse.
Okay. Yeah.
I wish you could just take it piece by piece, but
apparently you can't.
That can't be done. Nope. It has to be all in one stinker.
The U.S. has reached President Trump's 50,000-person limit on refugee admissions into the country for the year. So this cap was set by the president as part of that travel ban. And parts of that are currently permitted by the Supreme Court pending further review. The limit was reached Wednesday. It's effective through the end of the federal fiscal year, which ends September 30th.
50,000?
Mm-hmm, that was the cap. And yeah. So we've hit it. And so now it doesn't reopen again until
next year.
September 30th.
That's not that far away.
All right. When their year starts. That's the fiscal year.
Okay.
People who have immediate family in the U.S. can still apply for admission as refugees, but whether or not that will be granted is to be determined. And scientists have accidentally found the smallest star ever discovered. It's called EBLM, then a bunch of numbers.
Yeah.
And it's the ultra cool star, is a little bigger than Saturn with a mass of about 85 times that of Jupiter. And if it were much smaller, it wouldn't have been able to undergo any kind of fusion process to make a star a star. It's that small by star standards. I mean, keep in mind, our sun is a star.
In comparison to Saturn, it's how big?
It's about the about the size of Saturn.
Oh my, and that's a star. I know,
and it's
just
a star, yeah. But okay. I mean, that's.
I guess I always think of stars as being little things out there. But yeah, like you said, the sun's a star. So
yeah, so it's about 600 light years from Earth. NASA's releasing the closest and clearest photos also of Jupiter. It's a big deal. This is like the best images they've got of the big red spot on Jupiter. The images are from the space agency's Juno mission. It's only about 5,600 miles from the surface of the giant planet, and they're getting a whole bunch of looks. The great big red spot, you know, that's a storm that's been going on for all of time as far as...
Do they still make kids make those, I don't know if it's called a diorama, but you had to physically buy those foam balls and paint them.
Hang them up.
And you had to do the solar system?
God, I don't know.
I've seen kids...
I mean, did you have to do that?
Yeah, as a kid I did, yeah.
It was totally a learning moment because you visually see size and perspective.
Yeah.
And
I've seen kids with them, walking out of them with school, holding them. I mean,
you got to go to the hobby store and buy those foam balls.
Mm-hmm, the varying degrees. The big thing is Pluto's omitted now.
Because just remember, some kids would have it wrong. I mean, the day of the presentation, you bring it in, and some kids were a mess. It was like, you're all over the place. Your giant ball is Mars is your biggest.
Scale, my friend. You apparently did not get a...
Your parents obviously did not help you on this one.
You did this on your own, as is apparent. A trampoline warning has gone viral. There was a concerned mom warning parents not to let their toddlers play on trampolines. This woman was from Florida. She posted on Facebook Tuesday that her three-year-old son broke his femur bouncing on a trampoline down in Tampa.
He broke his femur.
Yes. And that's one of the things that you hear about. So her post was shared over 260,000 times. This mom said that there are parks that promote the use of trampolines for toddlers, despite recommendations by the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons that kids under the age of 6 shouldn't be on trampolines. So a recent pediatric study says that the popularity of the trampoline parks has led to a sharp rise in injuries. You've seen those all over the place.
Yeah.
Where it's like those bounce parks.
Yeah.
Where inside it's just wall-to-wall trampolines and the kids can go from one end of the thing to the other without ever touching
the ground. Zero gravity.
Yeah.
Well, we used to go to Funplex just because they had Spaceball.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Did you ever play Spaceball? All it was a trampoline.
Oh, and basketball, right?
It was an enclosed trampoline with two
holes
in the middle, and you jam that ball through, and we were obsessed with it.
Oh,
I mean, you totally go to Family Fun Center to play Spaceball.
Because
the fact that it was contained, you could fall back into the walls.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize, but this is the thing. Like, as a mom, I have two children that make this cutoff. Like, I didn't realize that they shouldn't have been going to these... I mean, people hold birthday parties. It's like, come on out to, like, Sky High, whatever, and you can bounce... And I guess kids under the age of 6, according to orthopedic surgeons, shouldn't be doing that.
My buddy's son, Scott.
The leg.
Absolutely. His son absolutely shattered his leg.
Yeah.
On a Saturday, he got the call and they were like, he just got ambulanced. I mean, compound fracture of the femur.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And he was a healthy kid.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't
just doing sweet. I mean, they're all doing that parquet stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It feels like it's safer at one of those jump houses because they're always out in the park where they're... Have you ever seen parquet where you jump from thing to thing?
Mm-mm.
No, you've seen it.
Look it up. It's how your kid's going to break his arm.
Yeah. Right. I just didn't... I guess it maybe...
They jump from like roof to other roof. And I mean,
these kids
not doing
have evolved.
That,
but, they're sort of superhuman.
Yes, they are.
Well, the I guess emergency room visits for trampoline injuries has gone from about 500 in 2010 to nearly 7,000 in 2014. I mean, it's not like a couple more. I mean, we're talking astronomical amounts of, and I'm telling you, it's because of these parks, and they make you sign everything, like your kid if he gets hurt.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they're flipping around, but all it does is take one bad landing, one funny foot.
Right off the trampoline store endorsement.
Oh, did you guys have that lined up?
Started today, actually. Damn it.
Hey, it's Jeff and Party from the Big Party Morning Show. You know, I love to go and get my jump on.
Well, we got to make a buck, too. I mean,
no one's offering to send in that shave your face money.
Well, you know, you could take it, too. People with high IQs less likely to die young. That's the conclusion of a new study out of Scotland. They say that people, over 60,000 people, they watched them over like the span of 70 years and found that people who performed best at intelligence tests at the age of 11 were more likely to live longer. They were less likely to suffer from things like heart disease or stroke.
I guess that makes sense, right? A smarter person would make, I guess, smarter decisions, and maybe... Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not that, what do they always give away, the Darwin Awards to people who you figure out how to kill yourself.
Stupidly.
You know, a guy who grabs a power line, tries to zip line on a power line.
Right.
People who, no one ever gets up at the funeral and goes, he was the smartest guy. He was such a smart man. People are like, yeah, well, Gary was trying to zip line on a power line.
We knew it was coming.
There's sandwiches in the den.
Into a trampoline park. They say they also, people with higher IQs, they don't fully know why it is that childhood intelligence equals a longer life, but they're keeping an open mind about it and watching it. But one thing that kids out in California, I feel bad, San Francisco, apparently the latest sugary items to be put on the shame list is chocolate milk. Bam. San Francisco schools, chocolate milk. No.
Why?
They say that it's the sugar. I'm telling you, sugar is like the new, like.
It's a new bad guy.
Yeah.
But new, why do the fitness guys always say, I did my workout and then I have my chocolate milk. Now I'm done.
Because
I mean, that has seemed weird that they've made.
It does.
Chocolate milk almost like post-workout fitness food.
Yeah. It's, I don't know why either, but those guys are working
number
out
one.
Too. Mm-hmm. You know,
Mike West says number one.
Number one.
Number one recovery drink.
Is it?
Chocolate milk. Yeah.
We've been working out,
I guess
out,
these
Mikey?
Kids probably aren't working out, though.
Yeah.
That's recovering. The problem.
I mean, woo.
That's the problem.
Phonics was rough.
Fidget
today.
Spinner recovery.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Elementary and middle school. So not high school yet, but starting this fall, those little kids. Don't you remember you'd pay extra? You'd be like so excited. Your parents would give you the 25 cents to go get your milk and they weren't there to tell you not to get chocolate milk.
When we drank it, but is it because they're too keyed up in class then?
They're just not moving.
It's a sugar thing. Fat. I'm telling you, it's a nutritional services thing. They're going to do a trial run.
When's the last time you guys had a ice cold glass or thing of chocolate milk?
It's been a while.
Oh my God, do it today. It is the most gratifying.
What about Nestle's Quick?
Thing.
I mean, I just buy regular white milk, mm-hmm. but you would add the Nestle. I know that's not technically chocolate milk.
It is.
Oh,
you
sure
can make your own.
Nestle's Quick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice ice
with the
cold.
Rabbit.
Ooh.
Yeah. They said one carton of chocolate milk includes about 40% of the recommended daily allowance for sugar in a kid's diet.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, 40% in one beverage, and you got to figure that's just them drinking it. That's not coming with their lunch and whatever else they're having for breakfast or throughout the day. But, man, you're like, okay, haters. I mean, it's school. Can I get a little bit of light? Yeah. Some kid's going to win the student council race based on bring chocolate milk back. That's for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Channel 94.1.
Yeah, web.com tour returns to Omaha, and we have all enjoyed it as fans, as volunteers.
Yes,
sir. Volunteered before and had a blast, the people that you meet. And then just seeing the amazing golf. We've got Mike West here in the studio, bringing back the Pinnacle Bank Championship to Indian Creek, the club at Indian Creek.
Yeah.
We're pretty excited. Nice work bringing it back.
Hey, thanks for having us. We're very, very excited. The Indian Creek has been a great host, and Pinnacle Bank and Chevrolet have been a great two top sponsors. We're very fortunate.
And you were the original tournament director?
Actually, I was the second tournament
director.
There was a guy named Tillman Adair that did it the first year. I was actually in charge of the volunteers the first year.
So go back. How long has this thing been around?
I was actually doing my internship for my grad work in 1996. That was the first year of the event, and it was the Omaha Classic presented by Blackstone.
Okay. So it became a regular thing, and we all enjoyed it. We'd go out there, watch some amazing golf. Some amazing golfers have come through on their way to the PGA, and now it's back. How long has it been away?
The last Cox Classic was in 2013.
Oh, wow. So it was a while ago, but...
We were sad. I remember we were at that 18th hole in those skyboxes on that last day.
The last day. We're probably the last ones there, actually.
They're drinking. Like, please leave.
They cut us off.
That's not inaccurate.
Yeah. They're like, one, get out of here, and two, stop drinking everything. And they really were like, last call for you, jerk.
When that big helicopter lands on 18, you still land on 18 and hand them the trophy.
Yeah, we will. I don't think we're going to land a helicopter, but we are going to do some fun things on 18. That's an exciting day, and we've been very fortunate because so many of the champions that have come out of Omaha have really had great success on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
We're excited, man. This is going to be fun. I'm going to tear it up. Are you kidding me?
Now, we do need volunteers. What are you looking for?
You know, our biggest thing is,
I wasn't lying earlier. It's fun. It's like young people. It's fun. They all have a good time.
You know, we really could use marshals. It's a course that we're becoming familiar with, but we definitely want to make sure that we can assist the golfers in keeping people quiet when necessary and finding golf balls when necessary.
Do you get to take the quiet please sign home?
I think so. See, Jeff, if that's a big deal for you, we will make that happen.
I couldn't do it because, one, I would never be able to see the ball, number one, and two, I'm not able to be quiet, so I wouldn't be able to be like, shut up. We were always shh.
Well, the classic thing was that back in the day is you'd go to the Grey Goose tent, and by the final days of the tournament, everyone was already in trouble. You'd get in there and you'd be like, we've already been warned 10 times.
Yeah.
Because people were too loud.
Well, and you guys will be really happy because the Grey Goose tent is not what it was, but it is open to the general public.
Oh, it is.
In an air-conditioned restaurant area, nice. Which is where you guys are going to be, I think, doing some remote stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
And, so we have a Cutchall's restaurant group and Grey Goose in the same area. I don't know what the theme down there is, but it could be a Famous Dave's, could be a Jams. It'll be right on 17.
17 Gray.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
And we've seen all the changes. So if people have played the course at Indian Creek, there's been a lot of changes. I mean, they've done a really good job out there. And it's going to be tough. How are the players going to do on this course?
You know, I was thinking that it would be the 14 to 18 type thing, but the more I look at it, this is going to be all they want.
Okay,
we could see a single digit winner.
Oh, really? All right. So, which hole is the big party show hole?
It's 17.
Oh, it is 17.
Yeah,
oh,
we have 300 feet of structures on that hole.
Okay,
and I think it's going to be about as close to 16 at the Phoenix Open as we can get. And sure you guys will rally it up. I'm really excited to see how that turns out.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge party, I hope.
It's your job to get people there. Every one of your listeners needs to hang out with you on the 17th hole.
Okay. All right, you heard him.
We can do that.
Get you out there.
And it sounds like you guys have sold a lot of the boxes. It's selling well. Gary Javis doing a good job.
Yeah, Gary has done an amazing job. Our entire staff has really done a nice job, and our board has done a really good job. But our sales are as high as it's been.
Okay, good. So, all right, so when does the festivities all kick off? When does this baby start?
Tournament play starts officially next Thursday.
Correct.
But we've got events like they've always done in the past, ramping up to it. So we've got some family-friendly events going on before the tournament kicks off.
Yeah, and you're going to be out there on Tuesday. We have some events starting up. Just to invite everybody to go to our website, thepinnaclebankchampionship.com, for volunteer information, for schedule of events. But we really take a lot of pride in our family day. We'll have a trick golfer out there. We'll have youth clinic.
It's Sonic Youth Day.
Yes. And for the entire event, we've really tried to continue to be fan friendly to everybody, and we have the air conditioned restaurants as I mentioned. So it is a situation for the first time that if you just have a general grounds ticket, you can go and take your 7-year old and have a place to cool off.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And then we also have a mini golf course or mini putt putt course.
Oh, for the kids?
Yeah, and it's on a real green. We have an inflatable driving range provided by the PGA section.
Gosh.
And so kids can hit there. It's right at the entrance.
Oh, that's okay. Fun.
They have three courses, and the red course we're not using for the tournament, but we're going to be setting up in that area, and it's right where you walk in. So I think there's just going to be a lot of fun stuff.
All right, so it's a complete family fun event.
Yeah.
As opposed to the Cox Classic, were they set up like this? Oh, my God, I don't even remember. Some of kids.
It's a little bit different. Our emphasis, times have changed. We're still going to have the Michelob 19th hole.
Okay.
Michelob Ultra 19th hole.
That'll start Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but we're treating it more as a happy hour.
Okay.
And so when play is finished, come out, enjoy some bands.
Okay.
And then, we'll probably be closing up between 9:30 and 10.
I think everybody would appreciate that. You know, the next day is always hard. That'll enable me to go out more. You know, people enjoy more. So
yeah, we'll kick you out at 9:45. Party.
Okay.
Kick out the pretty people.
Yeah.
It's like people bring they're pretty people out of the woodwork traditionally during when the web.com tour comes. We got Mike West in the studio talking about the Pinnacle Bank Championship, which returns to Omaha, web.com next week. So we're pretty excited. Again, volunteers.
Yeah, volunteers. And then just so everybody knows, you can buy tickets online. Our ticket sales have been better than ever. It's crazy. Okay. It's been really, really good. But if you don't get online and you just want to show up, you can go park at Metro Community College on 204th and Dodge, take an air-conditioned shuttle over and buy tickets right on the spot.
That's great. Yeah, because parking's going to be, I mean, I've been out to Indian Creek. They've got a big lot there. But I mean, for the kind of traffic you're looking at, there's going to be.
Yeah, and we have overflow parking at the high school. We also have parking. They charge. I wish I knew the charge, but
it can't
if
be
you're,
much.
If you want to support St. Patrick's, in Elkhorn, they'll charge, and then we'll shuttle you over from there too. So there's a lot of options.
Okay, good.
All right.
We've heard the players are excited. They've always heard the lore of Omaha, Nebraska, and how fun it is. So. They're excited to come back.
Yeah, you know, for a lot of reasons, they've heard a ton of great things about the course, and they're very, very excited to play it. But Omaha supports events, and that's bottom line. And there are times when these guys don't get to play in front of a lot of people, and it's probably the one time a year they are guaranteed to feel like they're on the PGA Tour when they walk up 17 and 18.
Isn't that funny?
And we've sort of evolved with the tournament. Remember when it first started, we came here, we just went there for the party.
Yeah.
Now we actually golf.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we're going to appreciate both.
I'm going to party and golf.
Yeah, and we're doing it on the 17th hole. That's 17
right.
gray.
That's right.
Everyone's invited. We like this idea that the Grey Goose tent will now be open to the public because it used to be the ticket we would even have to try and finagle, beg, borrow, steal. Now it's open for everybody. We can all get in there.
Yeah, and that's really the whole thing. We've always tried to a little bit be everything to everybody. I mean, we've had sponsorship levels from $2,000 all the way up to our title sponsor and really tried to do that. But this year we're making extra efforts for people with grounds tickets to have some amenities that they haven't had before.
Okay. He seems so relaxed. Everything must just be smooth.
I think it's the cooling properties of his shirt.
I mean,
that shirt's really nice, actually. I'm staring at that and I'm thinking, like, that's a nice golf shirt. Can people buy those?
Well, I was a volunteer in the past and it's all about the shirt. What do they get when you're a volunteer?
They get a shirt and a hat, and it's not this particular shirt. You have to be very special to wear this bright of a color.
Molly, the tier used to be the different levels of shirts.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are they golf shirts that the volunteers get, or are they just T-shirts?
No, they're golf shirts.
They're golf
shirts.
Wow.
And how do people sign up to volunteer? Or
they go to the website, the PinnacleBankChampionship.com.
Okay.
And you can volunteer. You have to buy your uniform.
Right.
But it's $50. You get tickets to the event. You get a hat and a shirt. The shirt itself is $50. Retail, so it's actually a great deal, and all of the proceeds and all of the profits go to charity.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome! That's
all
really great. And now, are all the shirts going to be this? Mike is wearing a really lovely pink. I mean, that's the hot color this summer is pink. Even my husband went out and bought a pink polo shirt. I was like, wow. No, I'm totally serious.
I can see that smile. We're gonna post this on Twitter.
So did we get
pink?
We're
both very confident. No, it's a blue shirt. Like I said, you have to be special to wear this bright of a color.
I love it.
And very confident.
It really
pops.
You know what?
And unbelievably handsome.
It pops on an overcast day.
It really
he was
does.
Standing outside. I was like, good Lord.
That's good, though.
It's a great golf shirt.
I was going to say, it's a really.
I love it. I have two bright shirts. They're so bright, it's awful.
Yeah, you have the orange one, right?
I have the orange one, and then what is that, like a neon yellow green? It's just awful. And then I've gained weight, so it's tight. Oh, it's awesome.
Oh, just makes it extra special.
He's like, there's an orange.
Fill it out.
The sun is out.
So who all gets the pink? Is this the upper echelon? Like your tournament director is Jessica Brava.
These are just the staff shirts.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I just remember years ago when I volunteered, it was Chip James was in charge of 19th hole people. Yep. So I was like a second tier shirt. Like my shirt, I could tell someone with a lesser shirt to do things.
Right. Oh, that's nice.
And I was like three shirts down.
It sounds like The Handmaid's Tale. You're like, okay, is she one of the handmaids or is she one of the Marthas or whatever? It's like you just look at people and be like, oh, that color?
Oh, it
go
was
get me something.
An absolute blast. And everyone, we had as much fun volunteering and letting everybody have a good time. And then we had a good time. So I'm telling you, if you're...
We can't wait.
You know, if Thank you're you. If you're looking... If you got if your parents out there listening and want your kids to get a job, this is a great, almost networking and having fun being a volunteer out there. It's quick. You know, it's the thing's over in a week.
Yep.
So go to the website and check it out, thepinnaclebankchampionship.com, presented by Chevrolet and the Heartland Chevy Dealers. Web.com tour. We're excited, Mike.
Mike, I'm going to share your brightness on Twitter.
I appreciate
okay.
that. Do you know what I really appreciate? It's a lot of the staff is listening right now, and they made fun of me in this shirt the other day. So this is like appetizers before the meal.
Yeah, you're going to show up to work. You're like, have at it, guys.
Here I go. Take your shots.
Well, thanks next, for wearing it. We love it.
Next right, Tuesday, Channel 94.1, we're going to be out there broadcasting for Sonic Youth Day. So, Mom and Dad, if you want to get your kids into golf, that's a great day to bring them out.
Absolutely.
Introduce them to this fun sport, man.
It is fun, man. Mike, thanks, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll talk again, you know, up until it again, of course, you know. So, yeah, thanks again.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Well, when Bachelor in Paradise has their reunion special, it will definitely probably be some sort of fireworks. Corinne Olympios confirmed that she will appear on it, the fourth season of Bachelor in Paradise reunion special.
Now, this is the girl with all the controversy with the guy and the
right.
whole...
So it's her.
So not on the show, just on their little special. So it might be like the wrap-up special.
Okay.
Yeah. But we were talking about like off the air, the new rules are 2 drinks an hour on mm-hmm. those reality shows. Because they always, we've heard when you go on reality shows, they just pour booze on you.
They want you to get loosened up.
And they watch you and wait till you're all liquored up and then they start filming. So now it's a 2 drink an hour maximum. I can't believe she would go back to that show that was so grimy.
Sure,
those people, that's their gig. They just want, they just want all that attention. So
she said she's very happy to be appearing on the Bachelor in Paradise special. Now, I don't know if DeMario Jackson has also been invited, but it could be that they'll both be on there together. Well, he said that he will attend the reunion special, but he hopes that he'll have a chance to speak with Corinne sometime in the future about what happened. You know, the whole deal was they completed their investigation, producers' claims of sexual misconduct between her, between Corinne and DeMario back in June. So it's been this whole thing and they stopped production, but then they said, hey, nothing really bad happened. So they started production back up, but those two didn't return to the show, but the special. And Jersey Shore is going to have a special. So after reports surfaced that the original Jersey Shore cast were filming some sort of reunion down the shore, they're saying that the return to TV may be just a one-time thing. So I guess an unnamed cable network is planning a special examining the reality show's impact on the lives of the cast members.
That'd Snooki, be interesting.
J-Wall, Pauly D, and The Situation.
Ooh, The Sitch.
So it'll be either a one-time special or just a couple of episodes, but it's got a documentary feel. It's not going to be like a Jersey Shore deal. It's almost going to be like, well, this is how it happened, and now where are you in life? Type of one of those where are you now specials with the Jersey Shore people.
Well, I think that one of the most popular one was Snooki, and she's married, kids, all that stuff. I mean, she's just completely dropped off the face. Maybe we dropped her off the face of the earth, though.
I think they all kind of did once the show went off the air.
High-profile one because they kind of picked on her the most.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the thing
I mean, that is kind of how that show, like the fans were mean to all of them.
Yeah,
but was she your favorite? The favorite most people was Sammy.
Well,
Sammy and Jay Wow and Vinny seemed normal. If you had to pick who you would really actually hang out,
yeah, Pauly was there. There was a Pauly the DJ, right? Is that the Pauly guy?
Yeah, but he had that weird hair, that crown
he had weird hair.
And Vinny seemed normal.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
there were the two girls that kind of like left and came back, Dina and Angelina.
Oh my God.
They like left the show because they didn't think it was going to get popular.
They're like, whatever, I'm out of here.
And then boom, it was huge. And they're like, I guess I'm not so busy. No like, conflicts.
Well, we're busy. And y'all are just going to get to the back of the bus. Emmy nominations are coming out today. Sweet. That's going to be later this morning. Hopefully we'll have a little bit of the list before we go, but it's supposed to be not until like 8:30 Pacific time, which would be 10:30 our time.
Okay.
But just keep an eye out for it.
From the Eat Fit Go studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.